Good morning, everyone. How are you this beautiful day, that the Lord has made? I'm Karen Jane Casey on the podcast, Turn to God with Karen. And every Wednesday we have Sword of the Spirit. As you may know, as we go out into the world each day, we need to be dressed for success. And that means to have our full armor of God on. And it's described for us in Ephesians chapter 6. When we go there, we find that the sword of the Spirit is a defensive weapon used to protect us against the enemy's attacks. So the sword of the Spirit is very important. And what is it? It is the Word of God. The Word of God, God breathed, inspired by God. That's where we learn so much about our origin, about the Lord, about the salvation message, the character of Jesus, the promises that God has for us. Anyway, so in line with that, the sword of the Spirit is where we have passages of the Bible and read it or cover a topic. Well, during the month of December, which is, you know, full of holiday season, I want to read to you special passages to me. And hopefully they will be special passages to you as well. So we're going to start out today using reading Psalm 139. Gives us an idea of where we came from and what the Lord thinks of us. And I'm beginning reading now Psalm 139 in the New International Version. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is so too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. If only you, God, would slay the wicked away from me, you who are bloodthirsty. They speak of you with evil intent. Your adversaries misuse your name. Do I not hate those who hate you, Lord, and abhor those who are in rebellion against you? I have nothing but hatred for them. I count them my enemies. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. I just love that. So if you have any doubts that you were created on purpose, read this passage. There is no accident. God planned you. He planned a purpose for you. Well, I want to thank you for joining me. I hope that you will join me every Wednesday on Sword of the Spirit. And as you know, Turn to God with Karen is on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Mondays is Faith and Hope Journey, and Friday is Karen's Book Corner, where I talk about my books or books other people have written. And you have a blessed holiday. Thank you. If you have any questions or if you want to give me any feedback, You can go to my website, KarenJaneCasey.com. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.